Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The man who has the name on the program here, Joe Rose, joins us. Joe, good morning, man. It's good to hear your voice.
Good morning. Good morning, guys. What's going on? How you guys doing here on a Friday?
We're good, man. You must have a lot of buildup here, so I almost want to ask you like what you want to get to first. You know, you want to start with that Heat-Sixers game? From a couple nights ago, as we get set for Heat and Bulls in an elimination game tonight, kind of crazy how that's played out.
Let's go back to the play-in for just a second, Woody. This is what you get. This is exactly what happens. You got a one game. You put yourself in a 7 or 8 spot, and anything can happen. And sure enough, they not only lose, what ended up being a great game, but they lose, come up short, and their best player gets injured, going to be out a couple weeks. So, tell you what, Chicago probably comes down to Miami with a lot of confidence with him out, number one. And number two, if you do win the game, you got a well-rested Boston Celtics, the number one seed and the best record in the NBA for a first round of the playoffs, probably without Jimmy Butler. So, it's a tough road. And you know, it goes back to this, guys. It goes back to the second part. I always think of our good friend Ron Rothstein. And so best players got to play like it, right? Best players got to play like it. They've won games without Jimmy Butler because they play a lot of games without him during the regular season. But Tyler Hero's got to not only take a lot of shots, he's got to make a lot of shots. Bam Adebayo's got to pretend he's got to get a lot of shots. Your best players got to play their best, and that's what it gets down to. I know Rozier's out tonight. Mm-hmm. And then you got to have that one guy. You got to have that one guy that just has the game of his life. And I don't know if it's Jaime Jaquez. I don't know who it could be. Caleb. One of those guys comes out and has a huge game, plays big minutes, and just stays on fire with one of those 20, 25-point games.
Yeah, and I don't think, Joe, the question is tonight. I know that the Heat can beat the Bulls, and, you know, this is a really kind of a 50-50 game tonight. But, you know, the problem becomes is the Celtics – that are just sitting there waiting for you, and you're not going to have Jimmy in that series. And we all know how crucial Jimmy was to the playoff run last year. I mean, he was the playoff run last year for the most part. You could have made the argument he was the second best player in basketball in the playoffs, you know, a year ago. So, and the Heat have put themselves in a dicey situation here, to say the least. But it is kind of interesting because you see people start to turn on Jimmy, you know, here, and I know Jimmy's done kind of a lot of this to himself, but it is funny because you sit in, and if the Heat would have won that game, if Jimmy doesn't get hurt, they probably beat Philly the way that game's going, and you're sitting here getting ready for a best of seven series against the New York Knicks that I think you're feeling probably pretty good about. But you're right, man, you put yourself in this situation, and now you go from, you know, that potential to playing the Knicks to, you know, with your star to, you know, possibly playing the Celtics without your star.
It's interesting to hear comments and reading everybody's thoughts on, like, you know, and including his head coach, who talked about how courageous he was to play. He was injured. Mm-hmm. He really appreciated going old school and playing through the injury. And Jimmy's even come out and said, I don't know if I should have played or not because I hurt the team. I didn't help him, which is always the problem with the injury. But the guy guts it out. But with that, because I know guys that have done that, and you play hurt, and you don't play well, and they look at your numbers and go, I don't care. I just looked at your numbers, and they weren't very good, and we needed you. But there's no Jimmy Butler, And so of all the people, you're saying you can't afford to lose. Jimmy Butler's not going to be playing. So starting tonight, right into the first round of the playoffs, as you just mentioned with the Boston Celtics, if they win this game, it's going to be the theme of the year. We're always injured, for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, Joe, you know, we came in on Thursday morning, and it just felt like such a gut punch because I feel like we spent the entire season waiting for this moment, waiting for playoff Jimmy and, you know, making the excuse about the regular season. And, you know, look, the Heat make these playoff runs. We're okay with the fact that they don't, you know, maybe take the regular season as, you know, as crucially as some of these other teams do. And all of a sudden, it kind of got ripped away from you. So it was, you know, you came in and it just really felt like a bit of a gut punch.
Yeah. Well, the new world of sports, we'll never know. Only the players know how many guys could have played in games. I know all the old school guys go, there's no reason. In football and basketball, these guys couldn't play more games. Nobody can tell me. But these guys want to be healthy when they come back. They want to be 100% healthy. They want to be able to know that they can play their best and not get embarrassed. They look at matchups. They look at all those things. I really believe all that. And they go, I'm not healthy enough to play. And if your brain's telling you that, you probably shouldn't play if you think you're still too injured. We see guys in the NFL, I need another week. And the coaches, I mean, that's the new league now, man. And the NBA guys take a little bit longer, it seems like, than they used to.
Because they're soft, Joe.
You know, they're looking out in the new world of the new world of sports. Things have changed as far as the injury thing goes.
Omar's here, too, by the way. He's the one calling him soft in the background there.
Hey, Joe. How Cali treating you?
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
It's okay.
Gotcha.
Wish I was out here for different reasons. But, yeah, no, everything's good, guys. Thank you.
Listen, I wanted to ask you about, obviously, we saw where this season was. We didn't put much stock into the regular season. We're paying the price for it now. It's
right.
Not great to be playing without Jimmy Butler, your star player, in this elimination game. But we are where we are. If the Heat don't get past Chicago and don't make it into the legit playoffs, are we looking at a possible reset, or can we just continue to run this back?
Well, it starts with Jimmy Butler, right? I mean, Jimmy's got a big extension coming up here, and it's big. It's big, big dollars. I got to believe, even though, what is he, 34 now, you're going to want him back. But I think they're going to look, and they're going to look again. Pat Riley always tries to stay aggressive. It doesn't always work out. But the question becomes, what pieces are you willing to throw into trade, which there'll be a lot of time for everybody to try to sink their mouth and teeth into that one. So, I think they'd look to shake it up. I do think they would look to shake this thing up. You know, Pat and Mickey are getting older. They want another one of these rings. And the injury bug, man, the injury bug for me just doesn't go away, right? Guys that are injured, they're injured. I mean, I like Tyler Herro a lot. I do. When he's out there, he's great. But, you know, he's almost full-time injury prone now for what this year, playoffs last year, you know, you can call it bad luck. He's a young guy. What is he, 23 years old or something? Man, it's a tough one. And by the way, I mean, it's not like you're just going to be able to go out there and just with the money. We know Mickey doesn't like to go over the cap. There's just a lot of different pieces to this.
Yeah, pieces are getting expensive, though, Joe.
Yeah, the pieces are getting expensive. That's kind of the theme of these shows, Omar.
Yeah.
Well, let's hope we don't have to discuss that on Monday.
Expensive.
Yeah, I don't want to discuss that on Monday. I want to talk about a Heat.
You don't
Celtics
want to talk about
series.
A Heat apocalypse.
No, I want to talk about Heat Celtics on Monday. That would be the ideal scenario.
By the way, I'm with that. And Omar always goes ahead. He always goes ahead of the game. But I'm
doom and
with
gloom.
You.
Yeah.
I didn't say doom and gloom, but you bring up that money. I knew it was going to come back somehow to the money thing. I'm with Woody. Hey, man, you can't win if you're not there. Win this game, and you got nothing to lose because you are going to be a heavy, heavy underdog without Jimmy Butler playing against the Celtics.
All right, Joe, I want to whip it around here, and we'll get to the Dolphins stuff in just a second. Omar, I know, wants to ask you some Dolphins questions. I did want to ask about the Panthers. You got a little breakfast hockey over there on Sunday, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Before the sun comes up. Weird. It is weird being out here and watching with my father Major League Baseball games. Like, sometimes in the morning. I mean, it's crazy. Like, these games and a West Coast team will be out on the East Coast for a getaway game, right? The last game of a series. And you're damn near having breakfast here. It's not even lunchtime, and you're watching frigging games. It's pretty funny.
You like the Panthers' chances in that series, though, Joe? That does kick off on Sunday, 12:30, Panthers and Lightning here at the Amaranth Bank Arena.
I do. I like. I think it's gonna be a great ride. You know, I saw the matchup and I went, "Oh, this can be a knockdown, drag out, must watch series coming up." These two teams know each other. Recently, Miami's had a lot more success against them. There for a while, Tampa Bay they were good against everybody. They had a nice little run. They still got a lot of those key guys and great players on that team. Yeah, I can't wait for this one, man. Actually, if you look at our teams and some of our best rivalries, this Tampa Bay and Florida Panther matchup is one of the best we have. Whether you're crazy about hockey or not, it's going to get physical. It's going to get chippy. It's going to be all the things that makes that sport. Everybody talks about playoff hockey. You'll see it in the first round with that series. But yes, I like the Panthers.
Let's move on over to the Heat, Joe. The Dolphins, General Manager Chris Greer came out and talked, did his usual State of the Union heading into the draft, talked about Teron Armstead and being prepared for his retirement, talked about the health of Jalen Phillips and Bradley Chubb and knowing that they need more edge guys, talked about the defensive tackle and the smorgasbord of seven players that they signed, obviously not preventing them from addressing that position in the draft.
Right.
And talked about Mike McDaniel's obsession for speed and his need to continue to add that to the team. Which way do you think they're leaning? What is the most pressing issue for you heading into this draft next Thursday?
Yeah. Well, let me start with this. If you didn't think Chris Greer gave you 14 different avenues when you got done listening to his press conference, you haven't been listening to Chris Greer through the years, first of all, right?
Hold on, Joe. He did tell you, I'm not taking a quarterback in the first round. I don't need one.
All right. Yeah. Well, listen, I would have, if we would have had a quiz before, and I would have said the same thing. There is no way they are messing with Tua Tagovailoa's psyche at this point. No way, of course. Agree 100% that wasn't going to happen. They are making it clear to the world that Tua is their guy. Tua is their future. And we're not looking. I told you this when you talked about bringing in a quarterback. You bring in, if it was the right quarterback, even in the first round. And I said, no way they will mess with his psyche or what's going on in negotiations right now with Tua Tagovailoa. The old, this is a situation right now with Tua. They want to make it clear. I think the price, you know, is still trying to work that out, what's fair. But they want him to know we believe you're a quarterback. And I think a lot of people just say, what do you have better? What do you know that you can go out there and get something better? Do you know if you can? No, you don't. Stick with what you have. I think Mike is 100% sold. I don't just think it's Chris. I think Mike's one jumping up and down, coming in every day going, hey, he's got another level left in him. I know we said this every day. So I agree. But getting back to the other part of this, I sit back and you look at all the positions, another pass rusher. When will those guys be ready to go? You look at the offensive line. You look at the defensive tackles. I probably go an offensive lineman. I'm going to stick with this. I still believe we could use a guy to come in and start. And I'm not talking about a guy coming in at 21 if they stick with that pick, which I don't think they will. But if they do,
what, Joe?
I'd like to see a big physical offensive lineman. I don't care If it's inside or outside, I'd like to see a little flexibility with that person, knowing somewhere between Tehran, but somebody that could still play inside.
Hold on. So it sounds like you're warming up to training down here, Joe. Is that where we're at?
I think if he looks, I can see a vision of Chris Greer after the draft going, we fell from picks 20 up to 45 or 50. We had a lot of guys with the same grade. Are you with me on this?
Yes, no. Yeah.
I can see that going. We wanted to get an extra player.
Mm-hmm.
Not just two guys.
Welcome to the club,
we
Joe.
We wanted to try to get a third player.
That's correct. Welcome to the club, Joe. I'm glad you're finally here. You've come to terms. 21. Chris even said it. They're probably 15, 16 legitimate first-round picks in this draft.
Oh, okay.
They're confident that they can get one where they're at, but they're certainly willing to move up to go get one of them, and they're certainly willing to move down. And
right.
And as I continue to tell people, Chris Greer has made more trades as the general manager of the Miami Dolphins than any other general manager for any other team. So you know what he's doing. He's going to make a trade.
Well, yeah. So I expect that. But it doesn't change while you're doing this. It doesn't change. I don't care what round, because we're talking about probably first, second, and third round picks, an extra one. They got to be able to come in and play. It doesn't change. They can't sit at the end of the inactive list on Sunday that comes out. They can't be one of those few names on it. They need to be playing. They need to be in the rotation. It's got to happen quickly. That's the way you're going to upgrade this thing, add depth, and get some more quality players that can help you late in the season. So I'm giving Chris Greer a little flexibility as far as what he looks at is their biggest need, and if he does move, but it doesn't change whether they move out of the first round completely, and they go end up with two second round picks or potentially two second round picks and an early third round pick, they got to be able to play. I'm not going to be looking at what draft pick it is. You got to find guys that can come in and play. We can't have a Cam Smith. We can't have a Tindall. We need guys to come in and play. And I mean play early. This can't be the delayed draft where they start showing something in year 3, 4, or 5. It's got to be now.
Well, Joe, the beautiful thing is we're going to find out next week. In 6 short days, we will be there, and the guessing can be all wrapped up, and we'll find out who the Dolphins are officially going to be selecting. So I know you'll be looking forward to getting back at it on Monday. We look forward to having you back.
Yeah,
and,
man.
It'll be draft week,
thank
man.
You. Hey, and thank you guys for just a little bit. I did have a little sports build up there, so thank you for hitting on this thing. You got me going. It's about 57 degrees out here, so it's a nice little walk in the morning. So thank you guys. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend.
How's the pickleball out there in California? Pretty good.
And these people don't play pickleball in this little town. No pickleball around here. I haven't had anybody around here saying pickleball.
I don't know. I heard Milpitas has
baseball,
quite a facility,
man.
But
I got to come back to South Florida so you can start busting my chops about pickleball. Is it paddleball or pickleball?
I got to tell you, the Marlins are having a pickleball night.
Come on.
They are.
The marketing team's doing a great job.
Hold on.
That's great marketing.
What is a pickleball night? I just got an email about it.
There's
a ticket package where you buy a ticket and they give you a pickleball paddle.
Oh, I want a pickleball paddle. What night is
this?
There
you go.
I want to go.
Next Saturday.
You're doing Pilates. You might as well just have that, too. That might be a perfect combo for you. You can go do your workout.
I'm trying to order some shorts, some special shorts for my Pilates, because I don't want to go in my Pilates pants. I only got one pair, so I want to keep looking the same. Got to keep the fashion going, Joe.
Talk to you Monday, Joe.
All right, guys. Take care.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.